This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
We don't need scars just to know we're human. We can let the world just tell us and light ourselves up when we're out of love. All of the love in me was an illusion. Until you made my world from the start. Turn me around when I had enough.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, as you know, it does not matter who the host is. What matters is who the listeners are. That's always been the important part. Let's not lie here. Anyways, today's Tuesday, June the 18th of 2024, day 170th of the year, and only 196 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Oh, you know how it is. We hang out with the friends at Radio Big because we're inside of the multiverse of everything that we do. That's just kind of the way that it goes. No doubt about that. So don't worry, because that is what we have going on. No doubto outo about that whatsoever. So as we are hanging and banging on this lovely Tuesday, we are a show that talks about safety. We are a show that talks about the news. We are a show that talks about safety and the news. But I think you already know that because more than likely you've already hung out. If not, if this is new to you, well, that's what we're about. If you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. That'll get everything moving and grooving for you. We kind of move. We kind of groove. We do the things that we do because, hey, if we don't do them, who else is going to do them? That's for sure. So anyways, once you get to call-in radio, audio, video and text messaging all available for you right there. Also, by the way, as I had mentioned yesterday, there is no video today. If you're looking for us on the social media platforms, nope, we are restricted to podcasting and radio broadcasting only because of the things that are going on this week, just so you know, in case you're on the lookout there, no doubt on what is going on. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start getting into the move and the groove of the things that we have going, and why don't we talk about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends, let's take a look at this. McDonald reverses the course and the deep space probe celebrates a victory. Details about that in the hit list. Also, Scooter Braun is stepping away from music management, and Morgan Freeman blast Black History Month. More about that as we get into showbiz. Also, Tom Brady makes his broadcasting debut. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. And a year-long restoration project is set to debut. We'll talk about that as we talk about the Royals. So as we get into it, safety in the news and safety, we're going to do a little bit of everything today. That is for sure. So don't worry about that. We're going to take care of you throughout. But as we do our thing today, we're going to sit back, relax, and enjoy all of the stuff that we have going on together for sure. So with that being said, why don't we go into the news right now?
Here is the news on the Rating R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Russian President Vladimir Putin is visiting North Korea on Tuesday. It's his first visit to Pyongyang in 24 years. Chris Gilbert reports.
Vladimir Putin will stay just one night in Pyongyang, hosted by his North Korean counterpart, Kim Jong-un. The trip reciprocates a visit by Kim to eastern Russia in September, where Putin guided him around a space facility, with Pyongyang successfully launching a satellite not long after. Reports said the two leaders will sign a partnership agreement that focuses on security. North Korea is a vocal supporter of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and the US and South Korea allege that Pyongyang has been supplying munitions to Moscow. The shipments have not been proven, but UN observers say they've found North Korean-made weapons used in Ukraine. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.
At least 11 people have died and more than 60 others are missing after two boats sank off southern Italy. Officials say the boats were carrying migrants who'd set off from Libya and Turkey. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is touting the security benefits of the alliance for the US on a trip to Washington. It's 3 weeks until a historic meeting of the group, with tackling Russia's conflict in Ukraine top of the agenda. From Washington, Caroline Malone.
Jens Stoltenberg announced that a record 23 countries out of NATO's 32-member alliance are committing at least 2% of GDP to defence targets. Russia's war in Ukraine and the threat of conflict expanding have focused attention on committing to shared defence goals. US President Biden said on Monday that NATO is larger, stronger, and more unified than it's ever been. Stoltenberg said that more allies are buying arms from the US, so NATO is good for US security and US jobs. NATO is celebrating 75 years this year with the summit here in July. Caroline Malone, Washington.
Britons are being warned to make sure they're registered to vote in the country's upcoming general election, with the deadline hours away. An estimated 4 million first-time voters still haven't signed up, which they will need to do by the end of Tuesday. The UK votes on July the 4th, with the opposition Labour Party currently leading the governing Conservatives in the polls by a wide margin. Dan Laws from the My Life, My Say group says many younger voters do leave it to the last minute to register.
Today is National Voter Registration Day. It is the final day for you to register to vote for the 4th of July. On the last National Voter Registration Day, we managed to get 113,000 young people in one day just before the local elections on the deadline day registered to vote. Young people do register to vote at the last minute. We are the procrastinator generation. But we do have, I'm glad to say, 300 organisations across the UK pushing everything from your local youth centres to those bigger sort of organisations like Scouts, etc., pushing hard to make sure that young people know that this is the deadline day.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. If you are confused by the pace of political developments in France, you are not the only one. Campaigning in the country's election got underway on Monday, days after the surprise decision to call it by President Emmanuel Macron, in reaction to a surge by the far right in races earlier this month for the European Parliament. What is going on? Correspondent Peter Allen is in Paris.
We have a series of alleged alliances, extreme right, extreme left, lots of candidates, of course, in the middle as well. And the idea at the moment, to sum up, is that the left is trying to create a block, which means that only one leftist candidate will stand in each constituency to oppose the far right in each of those constituencies. Meanwhile, the far right is trying to form an alliance with the centre right, which would be Marine Le Pen and Jordan Bardella's party on the far right, the National Rally, trying to pal up with the Gaullist Conservatives, who are now called the Republicans. That's not going very well at all. A lot of Gaullist Conservatives, including Former President Nicolas Sarkozy is saying that he doesn't want anything to do with the far right at all. So it really is absolutely chaotic over here.
And the first round of the election takes place on June the 30th, with the second round a week later. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Russian President Vladimir Putin is visiting North Korea on Tuesday. At least 11 people have died and more than 60 others are missing after two boats sank off southern Italy. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is touting the security benefits of the alliance for the US on a trip to Washington, D.C. And Britons are being warned to make sure they're registered to vote in the country's general election, with the deadline just hours away. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at AutismSpeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladder.com/safetyfm.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Welcome to Jay Allen's Reality Distortion Field. Welcome to the Jay Allen in the Morning Show on Radio Big.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
Oh, you know how it is. Only on Safety FM and Radio Big. That's kind of where we do our stuff. No doubt about that. As we are hanging out doing our thing this morning and doing and moving and grooving and everything along those lines. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we get into the shit list and talk a little bit more about the things that are going on out there inside of the world, though. So anyways, after months of disasters and near misses, Boeing CEO in March announced that he would be stepping down from the company's top job. Now the Wall Street Journal reports that the aircraft manufacturer is having trouble finding an executive willing to take the helm of the organization. Also, executives from multiple competitors have turned down the offer offers, even with it being vetted or interviewed. In the meantime, Boeing chairman is considering stepping into the CEO role during the transitionary period. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. So let's talk about that because that's going to be interesting. Oh, hold on. Let me open that. Okay, so let's talk about that because that's going to be an interesting one as we go through the whole process. Because, you know, some people are not going to be willing to take that job because they don't want to, you know, put that stuff on them, put the stank that the company might potentially have. Now, if you hang out with us later today, we'll talk about noontime Eastern time. We're going to be talking to Sean Brady today. And he's going to talk about an incident with Boeing. So this is not going to help things in regards to the stuff that's going on. So I don't know. How do you think about this? When you have an offer out there about a job that you're kind of, well, I mean, we'll say lackadaisical about, not 100% committed to doing it. Do you get kind of weirded out when you know that there is already an issue there? Just something to think about.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety.
Okay, I'm just asking the question. Anyways, meanwhile, in a new report has identified the states with the rudest and most considerate flyers. Survey says based on what is observed behavior and even self-reported hogging overhead bin space and ripping farts while cruising at 30,000 miles per hour or 30,000 feet, better saying. The worst offenders are Iowa, followed by Illinois, Virginia, Texas, and Georgia. But the most considerate travelers come from, let's see, Arkansas, Wisconsin, Florida, Ohio, and Kansas. This is according to USA Today. Now, there's going to be some bias here because I'm pretty sure some people are going to think that I read this story or referenced this story because it said that Florida had some good flyers. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you, I fly down to Florida pretty often because when I leave here, I have to come back. That's the way that it works. And if you ever get onto a flight on a Friday, yeah, particularly on a Friday, man, you tell me about the considerate passengers that are on there. I want to hear that stuff. That's for sure.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, take a listen to this. McDonald's is scrapping the IBM-powered artificial intelligence technology. It has been testing at 100 locations since 2021 after the system had trouble processing different accents and dialects at the drive-thru. In theory, the system would have been eliminated, would have eliminated the need for a person to man the cash register and take orders through the garbled speaker anyways, but it's not quite as refined as enough to expand the program at a minimum to keep try to make it work official or efficient, better said. On a different note, the rep from the Arches says that IBM remains the trusted partner and will continue to utilize many of the other products across their system. So what do you think about that? How would you would have felt if you would have went up to a machine? Yes, a machine, and all of a sudden had to have a conversation about what the hell you wanted to food process there through a drive-thru. I mean, I don't know. It's gotten to the point too that when you go through drive-thrus most of the time, they'll ask you that lovely question of, are you using our app for your food today? So like if you've already pre-ordered before you got there, it gets pretty interesting. I mean, I guess as technology continues to improve and allude to all the other things that we do, it'll be always interesting and intriguing to see exactly what's going on. But then again, that's just my point of view of stuff. What the hell do I know?
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about Double the Love. A Cleveland-based NICU is feeling the pressure after welcoming multiple sets of multiple births after over the course of just a couple of days. We've been feeling double the love, caring for seven. Yes, I did say seven sets of newborn twins at the same time. Hillcrest Hospital wrote on their Facebook page. Yeah, that's seven. Woo, baby. Can you imagine that? 14 kiddos all hanging out at the same time. But anyways, so there you go. Let's see. So on the set, there's only one boy. One boy-girl pair. The rest are girls or boys. So there you go. I mean, that is a lot of kids to give some consideration to, no doubt about that. So what do you think there? Woo! I'm not saying make a run for the hills, but man, I could understand if you did. Okay, just kidding as I say that. So there you go. Anyways, the Voyager 1 probe is fully back online after a few months of sending back garbled data and shutting down two of its primary instruments as engineers on the ground scrambled to fix it. Now they are sending software updates in April and testing two sensors in May, and all four scientific instruments are sending back good data, allowing the farthest human-made spacecraft to return measurements on plasma waves, magnetic fields, and particles back to Earth for study. NASA says that it needs to update the timekeeping software to maintain a digital tape recorder, first put into use back in the 1970s when the space probe first launched, to continue to interpret the information that it sends back. This is according to The Verge. So what do you think here? I mean, here's the thing. If you went offline for such a long period of time and then all of a sudden you came back online, you know that there's going to be tons of questions, because that's just how people are. There's going to be all these questions of like, hey, like, are we really getting good data? Are things going a little cray cray cray? Or are we really good? I mean, I need to know. I need to know what exactly is going on. No doubt about that. So there you go. Anyway, so take a listen to this. Any number of factors can ruin a beach trip: bad weather, douchebag travelers, poor service, or for one resort in Singapore, an oil spill. Yep, I said an oil spill. After two ships collided on Friday, the oil from one of them seeped into the water 6 miles from the coast of Sentosa, an idyllic tourist town, home of high-end hotels and pristine golf courses. Crews have been deployed to clean up the beaches and rescue oil-soaked birds trapped on the beach. Off the coast, skimmer vessels are releasing absorbent chemicals to contain the spread. This is according to CNN. So what are you thinking here? You know that this is going to be a cluster, because none of those oil cleanups are ever easy, and should they be, in regards to what's going on. So could you imagine that all of a sudden you're on a beachy-eachy vacation, and all of a sudden, boom, this is what it's like when worlds collide. And you have two oil tankers that hit each other. And then all of a sudden, there are some other parameters that you had to take into consideration in regards of things that you do before you do them. Man, would that get weird quick? No doubt about that. Anyways, take a listen to this. Former baseball player Mike Brumley has died. He passed away on Saturday in a car accident in Mississippi. No further details were shared. Brumley played for six teams during his career after being drafted by the Red Sox in 1983. He was 61 at the time of his passing. Take a listen to this one. By the numbers, the Dow increased by 188 points to close at 38,778 on Monday. The S&P increased by 41 points to close at 5,472. And the NASDAQ increased by 168 points to close at 17,857. West Texas Intermediate closed at $80 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $81 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.44 on Monday. And Bitcoin was mostly flat on the day, trading just around $66,600. And there was more than 4,250 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, with about 65 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $61 million jackpot, or a $29.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. No doubt about it. So let's talk real quick about some other things that are going on inside of the world, because that's what we tend to do. Why would we limit it just to one thing? Because that's just not our style. Don't you know that by now? We do all kinds of interesting stuff as we are hanging out, doing our thing. No doubt about that. So after about 23 years in the music management, Scooter Braun announced on Monday that he's stepping away. He will remain the CEO of HYBE American, the U.S. extension of South Korean-based multi hybrid entertainment company that works with a goggle of global artists. 7 Degrees of Swift. Braun is one of the who led Taylor Swift to re-record her first 6 albums after he sold her masters for hundreds of millions of dollars. This is according to TMZ. So it sounds like for sure music mogul might be the good term to use there. No doubt about that. But man, does things get interesting the more and more you look into them. No doubt about that. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. George Strait set an all-time attendance record at a ticketed concert in the United States over the weekend. The milestone was set at a show in Kyle Field at Texas A&M in College Station, where 110,905 were in attendance. The record previously held was the Grateful Dead, who set the record in 1977 with 107,019 at their show at Raceway Park in New Jersey. This is according to Billboard. So here's my question, because I'm always curious about some of these things. Is this a reference to the record that was there based on the amount of people that were there at the time? Or are we talking individual concert and not like a festival? Because that's going to be the other thing. Because, you know, if sometimes you look at some of these festivals and you go, damn, how do they fit so many people into some of these things? Now, if it's an individual, like one uno singular artist, okay, I get it. And I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying these are bad numbers by any means, but man, that's a lot of people for one show. And George Strait, like George Strait, that's pretty amazing.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, so as we talked about at the very top, Morgan Freeman is once again slamming Black History Month, saying that it's absolutely, he detests it. You're going to give me the shortest month of the year and you're going to celebrate my history. This whole idea makes my teeth itch. Your teeth itch? Okay. And it's not right. He told Variety. Freeman first shared his thoughts about this matter back in 2005 when he was called the idea ridiculous and said that in the way to get rid of racism to stop talking about it. Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, let's kind of really think about this. You're saying 1 month out of the year should we talk about Black history, and it's the shortest month of the year. I mean, I get it. I get the frustration there. There's a lot of frustration that would be associated with it. Now, let's talk about this one before we get into our main story. Armie Hammer finally spoke out about his shocking cannibalism allegations made against him in the Painful Lesson podcast. The whole thing started after two of Hammer's exes accused him of being violent and aggressive during their time together, including one of them said that he wanted to break her rib and barbecue it. Hold on. Does that mean he was going to remove it too? Okay. In response, Hammer said, do you know what you have to do to be a cannibal? You have to eat people. How am I going to be a cannibal? It was bizarre. The fallout was extreme for Hammer, who lost not only the movie career, but also his wife, a reality star, Elizabeth Chambers. Yes, Elizabeth Chambers, in case you didn't know. But now he says that it all helped him learn self-love and self-validation. And as for his career, he revealed that he is currently working on a screenplay. No word on if it also plans to cast himself. This is according to Page Six. So let's talk about that, because you know that there's going to be all kinds of questions that are going to come about in regard to that. So let's see. You have these women that are saying this, and he goes, this is how he defends it. So I don't know. It's going to be an interesting one, because people are going to have all kinds of questions and doubts and thoughts and processes that they're going to go through. What's your thought about it? Because I'm always intrigued when people have certain things to say about what the hell is going on inside of the world. No doubt about that.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, you know it's time for us to start talking about all the stuff that we get to discuss and all that kind of fun stuff. If we weren't doing that, I don't know what the hell we would exactly be doing. No doubt about that. So let's talk about this, because this are the things that we need to discuss. These are the things that we need to talk about, because it is a reality of the things that you do inside of your workplace. Now, I want to talk about this, and it's not, you know, the happy-go-lucky version of what we get to talk about in our main story, but what do you do when the worst possible outcomes happen inside of your workplace? Now, seriously, this is a legit question, because this is the stuff that we have to talk about. Because you're in a field, you're in an industry where things change consistently, and we have plans where we say, okay, cool, we are going to set this up for this incident not to occur, and then we hyperfixate on certain things for other things not to happen. But sometimes these quote-unquote safeguards do not work the way that they're supposed to. And when that happens, well, you know, we have some issues that do tend to occur. So with that being said, let's talk about this. What happens when you have a catastrophic incident or a fatality that occurs inside of your workplace? Now, there are different things that different people do depending on what's going on and the severity of the incident that happens. Now, listen, I talk to all kinds of companies all the time in regards to the things that they do. I've had some that I talk to that they bring in a whole slew of people from the human resource department that they'll send them out into the field for people to have someone to talk to. That's a good idea in regards to depending on what the incident was. I also have other places that I've spoken with where they shut down the whole facility. And depending on what they're going down, where they can restore what exactly is going on. Some of them will even go as far as saying is that the whole organization, depending on where they're located, needs to be retrained on how to do their job. Now, I don't know if that's the correct approach, because we've talked about these different things. Now, my question on why I bring this up today is because there's different patterns. There's different statements. There's different things. And I really truly believe that when you have a catastrophic issue, when you have a major event that occurs, these are the times, if you haven't done so to this point, where you have serious conversations with your team members, that you have serious conversations with the people that are there, because they know exactly what's failing. They know exactly what's probably going to fail next, because they get to do the work day in and day out. We tend to forget that the people that do the work are really the masters of what's going on inside of the workplace. I mean the good, I mean the bad, and I mean the ugly. And they understand the structure of what's going on in most organizations, at least the ones that they're working at, of course, on what needs to be done and fixed. They will understand on how management's going to react. They will understand what the budgeting processes are in regards to moving those particular things forward before they're able to move on. Now, think about this real quick. A lot of people will be upset about this story in regards to talking about it of, well, it's not their fault. I'm not placing blame on anyone. I'm saying that they are going to understand it, and that they are masters of what is going on inside of the organization. And listen, we don't want to see anybody injured. We don't want to see anybody die. I'm not saying those things. I don't want there to be any confusion there. But there are a lot of things that need to be discussed in regards of this. Because I think that sometimes we limit our thought process in regards of what needs to be done, opposed to how important these things are. And listen, we have really, really good things set up, and really good things, and I mean like systems set up inside of our organizations for someone not to have an ankle sprain, for a person not to, you know, bump their head against something that's on the wall. We're really good at those things, but how often do we look at things for fatalities, major incidents that would potentially occur? That's the stuff that we need to talk about more and more. I want you to think about this. Years and years ago, if you had been involved in the safety aspect of the world, how often would you think that you would sit down to have conversations about ankle sprain rates that have occurred inside of your workplace? That's something to think about. You would have never thought that it would have happened at this point in your life.
Oops. What did she just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com. Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
So you made my world from the start. Turn me around when I'm enough. And I know now that I'm not safe now without you. Without you.
Are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. Currently 45 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are doing our thing together as we are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday. Yeah, right here, you're taking a listen to Fire and Smoke. Well, that's the name of the song, by Beach Love. The song's readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. And you know how much I love me some music around here, no doubt about that. So there you go. Always talking, always moving, always grooving, and doing the things that we like to do. We'd like to thank Beach Love for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show as we are hanging out, doing our thing. That is for sure. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, go all the way to the far right-hand side. Click on the section that says Find Help. Once you open that webpage, you're going to have information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. I'm going to tell you, this is one of these conversations that we need to talk about all the time when it comes to mental health. We tend to get into these habits that we don't want to talk about this stuff. There is some weird stigma with this because, listen, some people believe that, you know, this is not something you should discuss in public. I am a firm believer that we should. We should have more of these conversations about what is going on. So TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com. So there you go. Anyways, let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world, because that is what we do around here. Let's talk about this one. This one, we call it boss laws, and it's in the new corporate trend that you might really want to get behind. Being on boss does not having a boss on site sound good to you? Well, according to Live Data Technologies, middle management layoffs have increased to more than 30% from the pre-pandemic times. That means that companies cut back on costs to reduce headcount. Many workers are finding themselves without direct supervisors. Employment experts say that the first time the concept might sound awesome, workers must remember that they still have responsibilities and need to be accountable. In addition, junior workers might miss out on vulnerable coaching or valuable coaching, not vulnerable coaching, and development that their boss will be willing to give them if he or she still existed. And some employees who have found themselves without someone to directly report to say that not only do they miss having someone to run to with their problems or questions, they also miss the comfort of having someone to bounce ideas off. Simply miss the camaraderie of the support voice in the corners of the office. So I guess that's a perk. Those might also include fewer teams in the one-on-one meetings. And let's be honest, the occasional long lunch break or the four-day work week. So that happened to me, and I didn't even notice that he was gone, which might have been why they let him go, or come to think of it. So, I mean, I'm just saying. And what is the first thing that you do if your boss was let go? I mean, after the hangover subsided. I'm just asking the question because I'm always curious about some of these things because, listen, people have questions about what they would do. There is no doubt about that. Anyways, take a listen to this. I'm not saying that what your kid wants to be doing this summer, but you might also not know that Chick-fil-A restaurants in Hammond, Louisiana is offering its own spin on summer camp where kids between the ages 5 to 12 can learn the chicken sandwich business for just $35 each. Sounds exciting, huh? Now, before we get all the concerned about, the thought of a 9-year-old working at a deep fryer, know that the kids won't be doing any of the cooking. Chick-fil-A says that their 3-hour program involves teaching children customer service skills. Employees will act like counselors, giving a kitchen tour and showing the kids how to bag an order. And of course, they'll have the chance to meet the Chick-fil-A cow. Interest in the program is so high that the first 3 sessions of the Service Industry Fantasy Camp in July were expanded to 6. And then it was the first program of its sort. So Chick-fil-A Houston started the program 6 years ago and still runs it annually. No wonder at $35 for 3 hours, it's cheaper than a babysitter. And boy, you have to look at for the good food aspect of the whole thing. For the 8-year-old, how I spent my summer vacation. When they turn around and start telling people that they were working at Chick-fil-A. Think about that for a moment in regards of how that works. Now, that there's going to be a level of concern that's going to come out of this because people are going to ask the following question. At what age is it too young to start teaching your kids about work and so on? And as you think about that and give that a thought for a moment, let me ask you a question. If you have them looking into the customer service industry, would this be the right industry to do it in? And would you feel okay with your 5 to 12-year-old being inside of a fully functioning kitchen? I know there are some limitations on some of the things that they'll be doing, but it is some stuff to think about, no doubt about it. Now, as we are about to do this, why don't we bring in some positive news? Here's some John Smalls with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Ian. Former President Barack Obama said, "Change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek." This is a great quote. Now, we try not to get political on this program, but that's not really political. It's just great advice. If you are waiting for someone else to come along and make the changes that you think are needed, be ready to be disappointed. There's absolutely no need to wait for that to happen. Instead, take the steps to make the changes you desire yourself. If not on your own, then lead a small team or maybe a large team. Who knows? You might even start a movement. Change can only happen when you decide to start.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1-Minute Devotion. God-centered thinking does not deny the reality of our present situation, but it does put things into eternal perspective. Seen in the light of God's awesome power, the challenges we face no longer intimidate us. With God's help, we will overcome. what at first appears to be obstacles will prove to be opportunities. Isaiah 43 says, "When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Lord Jesus, help us to focus on you and your sufficiency rather than our circumstances. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Oh, you know how it is, a pitfall of our society, no doubt about that, as we are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM and Radio Big. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date, because that is what we do. Let me take a look real quick. Let's do this. Back in 2018, President Trump orders the U.S. military to set up a sixth branch, a space force. Its mission is to organize, train, and equip space forces in order to protect the U.S. and allied interests in space and provide space capabilities to the joint forces. Yep. In responsibilities include developing military space professionals, acquiring military space systems, maturing the military doctrine for space power, and organizing space forces to present, the combatant command. So there you go. That happened back on this date in 2018. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Bailey Bass turns 21. Josh Dunn, 36. OT, 37. Matt Walsh and Richard Madden both turn 38. Jimmy Allen turns 39. Scooter Braun turns 43. Antonio Gates, 44. Blake Shelton turns 48 today. Darren Dizzy Reed turns 61. Isabella Rossini turns 72. Paul McCartney turns 82. And Dudley Hershberger turns 92 today, if you're looking at some birthdays and wanting to know exactly what is going on. Also, if you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate today, well, I have some of those for you, no doubt about that. Let's see. Autistic Pride Day, National Cherry Tart Day, National Splurge Day, National Acoustic Payable Day, National Go Fishing Day, International Picnic Day, International Panic Day, and Clean Your Aquarium Day. I guess that's a lot of days to give some factoids to, if you're encouraged to do that, no doubt about it. So there you go. Always some interesting times as we are hanging out, doing our thing, for sure, as we are hanging out. Anyways, let's talk real quick about Do You Know? Because I feel like that is something that we need, right? Do you feel like you need a little Do You Know? Or Did You Know? Or something along those lines? I think you do. I mean, I don't know. I always look at it as like, what do we talk about? Do you know all the things? Well, let's talk about this. Procrastination can be thought of as a negative trait, but what about procrastination? Precrastination is considering the opposite of procrastinating. This is when you complete a task as soon as possible, often before the need to be done, simply so that you don't have to think about it anymore. Well, this may seem like something to strive for. Some psychologists believe that the precrastination also has downsides, such as using extra energy on a task just to feel the relief of having it done. So something to think about, that is for sure. So anyways, what else do we have? If you need a random joke for today, here you go. It's like to have, okay, I'd like to have kids one day. I don't think that I could stand them any longer than that, though. So there you go. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What tasks have embarrassing things that you do in front of someone else? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 8% of adults do this every single morning. What is it? Weigh themselves. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it doesn't make a lot of sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. The closer you keep what's in your head to what's in your heart, the better life will be. Think about that. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Radio Big and Safety FM. And that is the listener. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.